Joining us in the studio now, we've got Victor Garvey. He's the owner and executive chef of a new restaurant opening very, very soon in Puerto Banús called Hueto. Hi, Victor.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic.
Good, good stuff. Now, you don't sound Spanish. Where are you from?
I was actually born in New York City, but spent most of my life over here in Europe, between France, Barcelona, and a little bit in the UK.
Okay. And how long have you been here in southern Spain for?
It's been about 6.5, 7 months now.
And what brought you here? Why did you decide to come?
Truthfully, I had been working in Copenhagen, and it was extremely, extremely cold. And my wife and I really wanted someplace warm to kind of chill out for a bit. You know, we came here, my mother lives here, so we came here to visit her, and then everything kind of fell into place, and we decided to make this home.
Yeah, fantastic. And you liking it so far?
Really, really enjoying it. Yeah, the weather is top-notch. The people are very, very friendly. It's a very diverse international crowd. It's just, it's really nice.
Mm. And not cold.
And not cold, yeah, more importantly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So tell us about your sort of food journey, if you like. How long have you been cooking for?
Well, cooking, I've probably been cooking since I was six. My mom taught me how to fry an egg when I was, you know, really young. But cooking professionally, you know, I've been going on and off since maybe 12, 13 years old, you know, washing dishes, prepping, never really knowing it was something I wanted to do forever. And then I just kind of fell into it probably at about 17 years old when I went back to the United States, started working at a few places in L.A., gradually moved my way up, got into some prominent places, and ended up at a 2-Michelin-star restaurant in Las Vegas called Picasso, where I worked, learned a lot of stuff. My chef there, I owe him everything. Quick shout out to Julian Serrano, even though he probably won't hear this.
I'm sure he's listening.
All the way in Vegas. I had, you know, that was a great time, and then decided to come back to Europe. I was missing it a lot. You know, it's a different lifestyle here.
Mm.
Went to Copenhagen, worked at Noma, which was recently voted the best restaurant in the world.
Yeah, wow. What was it like working there then? You must have learned a lot there.
You learn a lot. It's grueling. You get in at about 8 a.m. and you get out at about 1 a.m. and it's nonstop. But everybody there is great. Everybody was just really, really fantastic, welcoming. They know you go there. They know you want to learn. You know, they're really open to you.
How did it differ working in this restaurant in Copenhagen to the one that you were just referring to in the States? I mean, how completely different are they or not?
It's in terms of work ethic, it's the exact same thing. Any place that's got at least one Michelin star, it's always people who are, you know, working their hardest towards the end product. But the ingredients and people's ideas towards food are different. In the United States, you'd be hard-pressed to feed somebody, you know, some fresh fish roe. It's just something that wouldn't go along very well unless it's labeled as beluga caviar. Here, people have been eating, I don't want to say weirder stuff. I want to say different stuff.
Mm.
And the palate's different and maybe a little bit more accepting to the salty, the sour, not necessarily as sweet or as filling as the food in the U.S. So it's a different kind of food, but the work ethic, I would say, is kind of the same.
Mm, okay. So tell us about Hueto and the concept for this new restaurant.
It's everything I've ever wanted to do. Nothing we serve comes from more than 30 kilometers from the restaurant's front door. We have our own local producers. We work exclusively with fishermen and farmers. And, you know, that's it. We get there's no fixed menu. Everything we get in that morning, we cook, and that becomes our menu for the day. So all, you know, from one day to the next, if radishes are out of season, well, I'm not going to get radishes from Belgium or from the north of Spain. We change the dish. You know, we fit it to our seasonal, but we take it one step further where we don't change it with the seasons. We don't change it monthly. We change it according to what's available that day. And we don't force the fields. We don't force them. We let them kind of come to us with what they have, and we do something with it.
How exciting. It's a great idea, but I imagine that puts on quite a bit of pressure for you and the team. I mean, that's a lot to, like, come up with a new menu every day.
Well, I'm very blessed to have a great team with me. If I could just mention a few names.
Please,
because
do,
they are very, very important to me. I have Jonas Lagerstrom, who is a fantastic, fantastic pastry chef, worked on the in the Bocuse d'Or, which is a very, very prestigious cooking competition, and worked on the team that eventually won the silver medal. He's here with us. I also have Dane Meyer, another sous chef, who's fantastic, Ezequiel Castro, also Juan Comas, and, you know, the rest of the cooks and the chef de parties. You guys know who you are, and, you know, without you, it wouldn't be possible.
It must make a massive difference having a good team, because if everybody's good at what they do individually and you can work well together as well, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, we have this great kind of vibe going on in the kitchen. Everything's open. You know, it's not, you know, I am the chef, but it's not only me. If it were only me, the food would only be half as good or a quarter as good. You know, these guys all bring their ideas. It's not about ego. It's about making sure that everybody who comes to the restaurant gets value for their money and gets the best meal that they've ever had. That's our goal, you know?
Fantastic. And where is it going to be?
The restaurant is actually in Puerto Banús, in the building Playas del Duque.
Mm-hmm.
There is an open core with a large fountain, and we are right next to there. We're right on the corner. You can't miss us.
Okay, fantastic. And I'm really upset. I was unable to get to the press conference the other evening, but colleagues of mine went and talked about this amazing organic garden that you made. Tell us about that. It sounded incredible.
Yeah, you know, anybody can whip together some foie gras with some sweet jam or put some caviar on top of some blinis. We really wanted to do some canapés that reflected the ethos of the restaurant. So we took a terracotta pot and filled it with a really nice dip, any dip that you would expect to find on a crudité platter. It had lots of fresh herbs, had a little bit of smoked cheese, a little bit of yogurt. It was really nice. We stuck fresh vegetables, raw vegetables, in there. Baby carrots, you know, cherry tomatoes, everything that you can eat raw and is actually nice to eat raw.
Mm.
And we covered that up with a quote-unquote soil that we made out of some brown bread that we made in-house, with all sorts of different seeds, wheats that are locally sourced, syrups that are locally sourced. And it ended up looking like little herbs sticking out of a terracotta pot. But when you pulled on one of those herbs, it was actually a carrot that was coated in the soil and this nice emulsion. So it's actually a very simple concept. It was just, you know, when you see that, you know you're eating fresh, and then you taste it and you know, you reaffirm that you're eating fresh again.
Mm.
It's just kind of what we're about.
Good idea. So what are some of the ideas that you're planning to do in the restaurant? Have you got, I mean, as you say, you know, you're not going to know till each day, but have you got some ideas about the kind of dishes you want to be producing?
We have, you know, a few things. We want to work with local stuff. I mean, I can't emphasize that enough, and it's difficult to say, you know, if Thursday morning, you know, next week, somebody brings me the most unbelievable fresh baby goat that I've ever seen, or, you know, if I get some fantastic tomatoes in, you know, who knows? It's very difficult. Everybody always asks me, you know, what's your signature dish? What do you do? We don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we work with what the land gives us.
Exciting stuff. So when are you opening officially?
Officially, it's the 24th of June. We're going to be holding a cocktail reception with some canapés. And then we have dinner starting at 10 p.m.
Okay. This is on the 24th.
On the 24th, yeah, correct.
Okay, fantastic. And what time are the canapés and everything?
I believe it's at 7:30. I would have to check. Unfortunately, I'm fresh out of...
I think it is 7:30. And can people just go to that, or do they have to book?
It is by invitation only, okay. but I believe you have the details of how to get that.
Yeah, Georgina.
Yes, exactly.
Georgina Shaw's looking after your PR. So if people want more information or to book or anything, if they want to get in touch with Georgina, her website is shawmarketingservices.com. That's S-H-A-W. Or you can email her at georgina@shawmarketingservices.com. That's the best thing to do. And in terms of booking for the restaurant, should people get in touch with you or go through Georgina for that at this stage?
You know, for right now, I would go through Georgina, only because the restaurant, you know, it's still... I don't want to say under construction, but there's still some finishing touches to put on it. So she can handle, you know, the reservations. There are very few places left for that night, but obviously we're taking reservations for the next night and the next night. So everybody can get in and eat and try what's going on. But I would go through her as of right now. And then we can keep you up to date on when we have, you know, everything sorted out and organized.
Fantastic. Okay, Victor Garvey, thanks ever so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And really looking forward to trying the food in your restaurant. It's called Huerto, and it's opening on the 24th of June in Puerto Banús in
Playa del Duque.
Playa del Duque. Thanks very much, Victor.
Thank you.